Hi and welcome to Kind of the Broadcast. Mostly it is we are kind of impatiently waiting for bad news, you know. We're waiting for the Hockey Canada 2018 thing to come out. And it's the summer, we don't have much to talk about anyway. And also, I just literally wanted to call Georgia to talk about soccer, and I realized we just might as well record it. So that is what we are doing today. It's just Mal and Georgia talk about soccer.
Because modern women monetize their friendships.
Yes. Exactly. So,
Also,
might
yes,
as well.
we do want to talk about the World Cup. Obviously, lots of exciting things happening. Premier League's back, baby.
Stuff of
Et
that net.
cetera.
Yeah. So, okay.
And Sam's not here because every time we do this, she's held hostage
She's held
by
hostage, and
us.
also she is at a wedding this weekend anyway.
Yes. Yes.
So
But
yeah.
she is a gooner. Confirmed.
Confirmed based on aesthetics and proximity, all of these things.
She's a gooner because she's been held in captivity by
Honestly,
us
like you could
for the
probably quiz
last
her
3 years.
about Arsenal and like she could give you a lot of information.
Probably. Probably. She could tell you a lot about Hector Bellerin.
As one should.
Though we haven't really been simping over him lately. He's at Betis, I think,
Yeah,
right?
he's back there.
Yeah. I follow Hector Bellerin's Closet on
I think I
Instagram.
also follow Hector Bellerin's
So I
Closet.
get to see all of his little outfit updates.
Yeah, I'm happy to have him back there. Like, if he can't be with us due to we maybe need to start winning some. It's
I
nice to
also
have him
like,
elsewhere.
I think he doesn't want craziness. Like
He's
he
has
seems
other
to
things
want to
going
just
for his
be
life.
chill and he wants to do his little art exhibits, which honestly, fair. Do it. He's probably made
Honestly,
$1 billion.
something that was really funny is like a friend like sent me his girlfriend's like tattoo page, and he was like, why? And she was like, why does your sister already follow this page? And I was like, just independently, I might have sent it to her, just being a
Hector
weirdo,
Bellerin
but
really crosses over. He's a crossover between the like soccer hooligans and the like Art Nouveau crowd
yeah, it's
of
because he's
Europe.
actually cool, he's like independently cool.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
What do you want to start with? Do you want to start, Mallory? What happened to the U.S. women's team? Shall we start there?
Okay,
Get that out of the
what
way.
happened to Canada? So
Canada couldn't fucking score. Like, what do you want me to say? We don't have
yeah,
like a star
okay.
striker. That's the problem. Like, Canada is, we have like a strong defense. Like, we're usually strong defensively. Obviously, there's issues in this World Cup with that, but we don't have like a Sam Kerr or like an Alessia. Like, we don't have someone to just like change the game. Like, Christine Sinclair is amazing, generational player. She's a really strong midfielder. She's not a striker. Like, we don't have a striker, which is also kind of the problem with the men, because like Fonzie is really good, but he's the best player, but he's also, I think, in Bayern he plays, let's say he plays, I don't even know where he plays in Bayern. You know what? I don't care. He's playing with
I
Harry Kane
literally don't care
now.
about Byron at
Fonzie's dead to
all.
me.
Also, like speaking of Byron, this is going to be a very like this is an ADHD to ADHD conversation, clearly. Speaking of Byron, oh my God. Harry Kane, what, like, I don't want him to win a trophy. Like, I want to hilariously have him, like, Byron to end their reign over the Bundesliga because, like,
Okay,
Harry
he does play
Kane
left back.
legally cannot win a trophy.
Yeah,
It is so funny
I
that he
mean,
had to leave Tottenham to win anything. I love that. I love that I won't have to see him again. Unless we like have to play him in Champions League.
I would die because I think the Champions League final is at Wembley.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
But Harry Arsenal, Kane can't win there. He can't do can anything well there.
If it's Arsenal, Bayern at Wembley.
Okay, we are getting far ahead of ourselves.
I mean,
we're like, okay, Arsenal's, the Champions League final.
Arsenal's not
as if we
like,
did not watch no. Arsenal this
almost
morning. Arsenal this morning
almost
like,
tied to fucking Forest.
Yeah. They looked horrible.
Okay, let's go
the
back
second
to the
half.
Women. Let's go back to the women.
Go also, back to the World Cup. Is that what
Fonzie
we
does
on?
Play the left does play the left back for Bayern. That's what I was gonna say, and then I second guessed myself, but I knew I was right. Anyway. What happened to the U.S. women? What do you think?
Okay, the U.S. women, Sweden has always been, like, their foe, to be fair. The big problem.
Did the U.S. girl women girl boss too close to the sun?
I don't think they girl boss too close to the sun. I think they were just coached really poorly. Like, that's the thing. That's it's, like, one of those things where you're trying to build off of, like, legacy or whatever. And, like, but you're in that in-between area where, like, you don't have those same people that, like, you obviously built your, like, dynasty out of, but now you're transitioning out of it. And it's like the U.S. clearly, like, the reason that the U.S. is so good in so many sports, like, is because there's just so many people to pull from, like, and also we have a really robust, like, youth women's, like, programs and stuff that are going to have that. So it's not like there's a lack of good players that, like, can step up and fill these shoes. It's just like they didn't know what to do in this coming, like, in this area. And I don't think that, like, I wasn't expecting them, even though they were ranked number one in the world, I wasn't expecting them to like win it all, like, just seeing at the, like, makeup. And I think that that's, like, fine. And I think that one of the best things about the Women's World Cup right now is it is really showing, like, how investing in women's sports, like, really, like, works, like, you know, like, all of these teams that are currently, like, in the, like, final four haven't won the World Cup before. Like, it's really great because
that's
we're
amazing.
Seeing these people, like, actually come over and take over for the U.S. And it's not becoming like, oh, well, the U.S. is the only team that's even funded, basically, and they're the only team that's good.
Yeah.
So I'm not, like, mad about them losing to Sweden. Sweden's always been a long-term foe. Like, and it's great to get one for Sweden, like, because it makes a good rivalry.
Because
I'm sure the Swedish players are, like, have been scared of having to play the U.S. as we have been scared of having to play Sweden. So I don't know. And I want Sweden to win the whole thing now because they have three Arsenal players.
I kind of want Australia to win. They have two Arsenal players.
Yeah, which is so funny because
we're guaranteed at minimum three. I think
at minimum two, right?
Oh, okay.
Because if it's just Australia and Spain, then it's two. But
oh yeah, that's true.
It is funny because it's not even like my England hatred at this point. I don't want England to win because I don't want them to win without Beth and Leah. Like, that would make me sad.
The thing that's exciting about who's in the final four. So the final four is Spain, Sweden, Australia, and the UK, or England. And Australia and England are playing, Spain and Sweden are playing. And there's, like, fun storylines for all of the teams. Spain hates their coach. Incredible. Just, like,
so funny.
Incredible. For, like, legitimate reasons. Issues in...
He's, like, a Nepo baby that, like, can't get fired, too. Like...
Yeah, just, like, yeah. Bad vibes. But, like, to the point where, if you've seen the videos, like, the players, like, didn't acknowledge him after they won.
So funny.
Their quarterfinal game, which is so funny. Australia, the Matildas, obviously, like, incredible. It's the home team. I keep, like, tearing up when I see the videos. Like, I saw a video on TikTok today, and it was an Aussie Rules football game, I think, was happening. And it was the entire concourse was full of people facing the TVs that were on the other side away from the game that was on to watch the penalty kicks. The penalties, and, like, that's amazing. It'd be really fun. The England women's team, honestly, so fucking funny if they get it done, because the men have been shitting the bag for the last 50, 70 years, 66, so whenever that was. however long ago that was, 60 years. And then Sweden, they're just like, they've always been there, always been around. They made it, obviously, Canada played them in the Olympics. They got silver in the Olympics. We beat them in penalties. And they've always been there. And it would just be, like, amazing for that program as well, after particularly the fucking media have been asking them if they know, if Zlatan knows who they are.
Ugh.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Mm. And so, like, it's really exciting to see. And then, as you also said, like, when Japan got knocked out, it meant that we were going to have a new World Cup winner. Like, none of them have ever won before. So even just with that, that's exciting to see. So, yeah, I don't know. What do you think's going to happen?
I'd like to see Sweden win, as I said. But I do think that Spain and Sweden are both, like, they're definitely the strongest that we, like, are currently having, I think. That being said, I don't
England
think
England looks really good.
That being said, like, I don't think they've deployed Sam Kerr, like, to her full ability yet. And so Australia with like full Sam Kerr is
seven and with 70,000 people cheering for them.
Yeah.
Like, that's also
so it's, like, going to be, like, super great. And, like, what really sucks about this being, like, in the in Australia and New Zealand, is that we are like, you should really be watching the Women's World Cup. It's so good. You're also being like, okay, you should be getting up at 5 a.m. to watch this game. Like, it's unfortunately even, so here, not easy for people stateside.
I think the Spain-Sweden game is at 1 a.m. and
that's not horrible.
Australia-UK game is 3.
Okay, that is bad. Yeah, I know that the Women's
World Cup... No, those are both, like, those are both tough times, because...
Yeah.
You just have to pull an all-nighter.
Like, yeah, that's exactly. Like, it's not great for people in North America, which not everything has to cater to us. It's fine.
Even though they did deliberately try and cater the games to the U.S.
Oh, that was... Well, I mean, that's a good bet to make.
So funny.
It was
really
bad.
Funny.
Because the U.S. shit the bed in the, like, regular rounds.
Round of 16.
Well, also, it was like they had just switched it. They were like, okay, so we're going to just, like, bet on the U.S. winning their group, because we need to decide when these games are going to be. And, like, so they made it so it was, like, prime time for, well, not prime time, it was, like, going to be 9 p.m.
7,
like,
7
8 p.m. for Eastern or something. And I don't know if that's true. Whatever. It was going to be at a better time. And then, like, also, like, in continental Europe and, like, the UK, it was going to be, like, at a pretty decent time for them, too, because they were assuming, like, the Netherlands was going to take some spot, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. The U.S. almost lost to Portugal, and that did not work out. I did wake up at 4 a.m. to watch the U.S. lose to Sweden, which I actually think the last time I woke up really early to watch soccer, like the U.S. play soccer, was when I woke up from the Olympics to watch the U.S. lose to Canada.
Painful. Yeah, it has been hard. Like, I haven't been watching the full games because I can't.
I literally went to bed after the... Okay, so the Spain...
I woke up for the women, for the Canada games.
I watched the beginning of it, and then, like, it was going to extra time, and I just went to bed during, like, the time between the last 30. It apparently... That one didn't go to penalties. A lot of things have been going to penalties.
Yeah.
The France... A lot. I watched the France... Australia penalties. I didn't watch the game. It did actually, since it went long, okay. You could have theoretically watched it all and watched the Arsenal game, because the Arsenal game got postponed because the turnstiles didn't work.
Yeah.
So people are saying the turnstiles were allies.
Yes.
Anyway, it went to, like, 8 rounds. It was crazy.
It was 20 shooters, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. There's 22 players on the pitch. They literally almost went through all of them.
The Sweden-US penalties was the first time I've ever seen, like, a keeper, like, take a penalty. And then
me too.
I'm actually, the Australian... Like,
Once you think about it, you're like, oh, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Why?
Like, but it rather still, like, than get you out of the zone, I feel.
Yeah, but also rather than like a center back or whatever who can't kick the ball.
Yeah.
Like a goalie. Yeah, I don't know. Kind of interesting.
But the Australian keeper also took a penalty, like, really early into things in this shootout. Wow. So it wasn't like they were like, oh, we are running out of players. We need to, like, have her take one. She didn't make it, though. She hit the post. But, yeah, that's weird. Because, like, I had never seen that, and I saw it twice. But we've been seeing a lot of penalties because people have been playing well.
Yeah. I think, well, even the Spain game just went to extra time.
Mm-hmm.
Versus the Netherlands. Sweden just outright beat Japan, which was shocking. Right?
Yeah. I was, like, really upset that was a game that was, like, at a really inconvenient time. And, like, I theoretically would have wanted to watch it, but, like, it was just not worth it. The game was at, like, 2:30. I was like, no.
Yeah, but a bunch of the lead-up games also went to crazy penos. I don't know. I guess, like, if you had to bet, like, I would tend to go for Spain. But I also don't know if that's just, like, my world football. But you could also have a rematch of the Euro final, right? Because Spain played England in the final, didn't they?
I could not tell
you. Is that
you.
Right? Let me double check that.
When I went to the 2019 World Cup, I went to the third place game, which was England and Sweden.
Oh, no, they played Germany. Did they play Spain?
I think Sweden won third place in 2019.
They played Spain in the quarterfinals. Never mind. Just erase what I said. For some reason, I thought they played Spain. Yeah, I don't know. It's exciting. It's exciting. It's got me amped. Like, one of the things that sucks about the, like, well, it doesn't suck, but, like, the momentum is that the women don't start playing. Like, the WSL doesn't start till, like, October 1st.
I know. I was, like, writing, and, like, my planner was like, when did Arsenal women start? Because, like, Arsenal men just started. And I was like, not until October, which is fine. Like, we don't want them to get hurt. But that's also why I've been both rooting for Arsenal players in the World Cup, but also when they lose, I'm like, okay, well, that means they can come to preseason. And that means they won't get, like, be too tired.
Yeah, it's fine. Like, I'm excited. Like, I'm excited to see Alessia Russo. I'm assuming, like, Beth and Viv will be not back fully, but they won't be too far off. I know that they're running and stuff now. Viv got her hair dyed. It's like a thing. Just the first time she got her hair dyed, I'm like, wow, you're turning so English. She's gonna be slathering on that orange tan in 2 seconds. Yeah, I'm just like, I'm so ready for the women. I'm so excited. I think they've already, like, sold a bunch of tickets because their first one of their first home game is at Emirates.
Yeah, they're doing this thing that I think is really good, which is they're selling, like, they're playing five like, just WSL games at Emirates, and they're, like, selling a package for, like, £50 or something, which is, like, so good because, like, that's a great deal, and also, like, fill up spots and get to see very good soccer played. Like,
really good soccer played. So, with almost a guaranteed World Cup winner on the roster.
Yeah. At least a medalist.
Yeah, at least a medalist. Multiple medalists.
Yeah.
Because of how it will work out. So,
and, like, I was so upset when we lost Rafa. She went to the Orlando Pride. For some reason, still heard about that. But we got a new center back that is playing crazy. She's won something like 4 man of the match. I guess woman of the match.
Yeah.
Amanda Ilstedt. I cannot pronounce her last name. I've like watched
I think
multiple
that's how you say
videos.
it. Ilstead.
There's
Yeah.
just too many like I's and L's. Anyway, she's been scoring like crazy. She is a center back, also, keep in mind. It's
We
crazy.
like, we like.
I'm so happy we got her, especially before the World Cup, where her stock is clearly going crazy up.
Yeah, it's been interesting to see the players that are still like available to be transferred and seeing. I think there was someone on Brazil who has yet to be signed or transferred. I'm not quite sure, but it's really cool. Like, that's the purpose of this tournament in some ways. Like, it's A, to raise like awareness of the game. And I actually saw someone in the UK who said that what's the most exciting thing for them is that people, when they're asking if they're watching, aren't saying Women's World Cup. They're just saying, "Are you watching the World Cup?" And I'm like, yes, bless, we're getting there. And it's so like, one of the things that, like, obviously soccer is like the universal game. Football is the universal game. But you just see like what can be done when you televise women's sports. Like, the stories write themselves, obviously, like, as we've seen, when you give space. Like, it's sports is sports. Like, that's the thing that kills me. And like, when there isn't a league for hockey for women in Canada, there is kind of one coming in, but like, that's obviously, it's not happening right now. And the investment in raising like the rest of the world's ability so that, you know, we have competitive Olympics and World Cups and that kind of stuff for hockey, like, you just see what can happen. And yeah, it's like, it's all I could think about when the Welcome to Wrexham show was on, where it's like, you see how many fucking people are like, "Oh, I'm a Wrexham fan," just because of this show and the storyline. And it's like, wow, we could do that for women's sports. Like, so easily. You just show it, and it's just like sports, and people get into it in the same way. Because good soccer is good soccer. And so, and there's obviously like nuances that are fun about the women's game, all the lesbian dynamics.
All the lesbian drama.
Incredible. Incredible. Like that stuff, but then also just like nuances and how the style of game and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Makes me excited. I'm
And
like so
also,
excited for the like next generation of girls who have,
yes.
you know, like the ability to see these women do this stuff, and then like they actually get to see them. Like, that's so exciting.
And because
And get to see
Marta,
WSL
yeah,
and
was
NWSL
making
and all
her
that.
exit because Brazil went out super early, which is really sad. Because like lots of people were expecting them to do well, but and also it was her last World Cup. But she was talking about like how they like really have paved the way, and how like she growing up, like playing soccer was not like something that like she thought that was like she could do. She didn't see anybody playing like on a big stage like this. And it's just so exciting. And also like just investing in it is so important. I
Soccer
think
was
about,
illegal for girls to play in the UK until like the early 70s.
yeah.
Like, it was illegal. That's insane. Bonkers. Bonkers.
And that's why it's so great, like to see all of this. I think a
And
lot
also, like,
about,
I will say also, like, the young boys to see it too. Like, they should be seeing that these sports is like, we shouldn't be like stratifying for gender. Like, it's more
oh,
like,
yeah.
it'll be more exciting. Like, boys should be able to wear like a Beth Mead kit or
That's
like whatever,
something.
and that be like a thing. And that's starting to be a thing with the WNBA as well, I've seen. And that's just like, yes,
Yeah, I
yes
think
to
that's
God.
something that's really good about in like the US and like the US women's national team, and like how we've had like so much success is that like it has really popularized, like I've like seen men like just at the grocery store that are like wearing a shirt that's like an Alex Morgan shirt or something, and like when I went to like go watch it at like there were like plenty of like at least it was not like a like strongly like ratio to women, like it was like definitely there were a lot of men there, and there was like not men that just like came with a woman. Like, it was like groups of male friends that went to go watch like this game. And I think that's something that's like really great, to just have that support of being like, this is like, I'm watching sports, not like I'm watching women's sports.
Yeah. And not to have that like, oh, to watch this, I have to be a woman. Because that's the thing. Like, that's what you see when you get the people who are like, not wanting to, not wanting, like, just, I don't know.
Yeah. It's not like, well, it's not a counterpoint for women. Like, it's not girls' version.
Yeah. Cause it's like, we don't watch like men's sports thinking about that, you know? Does that make sense? Like, it's just, yeah, it's not a thing.
No, I feel like
where
I understand. I'm on the
same wavelength. You get it.
Also, like, on the like investing in women's sports situation, I think that something that is really good about Arsenal is like their continued effort to be doing that, especially like in making the women's side feel not lesser than the like men's. Like, they share like a lot training facilities and stuff, and they do a lot of that. And like, although they have been like mostly playing at like Meadow Park, like they are switching over to be playing at Emirates and stuff. And I think that's like Russo, like, I'm not like saying like that's like why she signed with Arsenal or whatever, but like in like her like welcome to like Arsenal video, when she was like doing her like first like tour or whatever, she was like talking about how like nice everything was and like how and obviously we can go into Man United like treating their women's team like shit, but
no, it is true. And like, you do hear from the Arsenal women that it's very much the treatment of them, like, it's very much the one club treatment, which I think is like important when you're doing, when you have a system like how the WSL is set up with the men's teams and then the counterpoint women's teams within the same club system, and they're getting treated equally. Like, it's not, you know, it's not stratified. I do wish like there would be like a little bit more public support from the Arsenal men sometimes, because I'm like, you guys, like, could you go to a fucking game? Like, you know, just because, not even because it to get their seal of approval or whatever, just because it's like the additional eyes and like the additional like show of cohesion is like still important, and it would be nice to, you know, see that happen. Like, they're obviously, the person who's the best at doing that at the club is Rob Holding. And unfortunately, he will not play a single minute for this team this season.
I think maybe we can get some Rob Holding ball in. I think that maybe we can get really far up.
Nope, Mallory.
I think that we can get four Gabrielle up wasn't and even we can playing get in today. For some Rob Holding ball.
Rob Holding is, like, incredibly great. He was nominated for the
Male Football Ally.
Male Football Ally, sponsored by Shein or whatever. Shein? What is Shein? The fucking...
Yes, Shein? It was sponsored by Shein. Sponsored by Harry Shein. Kane was also nominated.
Kane won it.
Harry Kane, I think. Who won?
He won. I think
Harry Kane won.
I think it was, well,
that was fine because everyone was really mad about it. Holy but, like, George and I both thought it was really funny, like, in
genuinely
a
the
way.
Fucking funniest thing I've ever seen. It was that it was sponsored by Shein that just, like, fucking killed me. Just, like, butchered me.
I love Rob Holding. He is my number one bench warmer. No, he's actually not my number one bench warmer, because my number one bench warmer is KT. But
my
I am so delusional that I believe that Kieran Tierney, like, needs minutes. Whereas with Rob Holding, I'm like, put him in for, like, five.
No,
maybe
my
a
number
sub
one,
to just kill up time.
First of all, sad news. The rumors are KT's going to get sold.
Okay, the rumors are also that Partey's going to the Saudi League, and that is not happening as much as I want that to happen. So
yeah,
I don't believe it.
But they do need to sell some of their, like, fringe players. My favorite bench warmer is Mo Elneny. He is incredible. He's always fashionable on the sideline. He doesn't need to push to play because he will just he will forever be on the Egyptian national team. So, like, he doesn't have to, like, play to like get into his national side. And he's just, he's been at the club the longest now, I believe, him and Rupholding. And he like, he's just a king. Like when Timber came off injured today, who was on the sideline helping him? Molineni.
Okay, Rupholding is also happy to be there. Rupholding is like my beloved because he is so happy to be there. Like he is.
Rupholding owns a golden retriever and is a golden retriever.
He is pumped that he gets to. He is like the opposite Ben White. Ben White does not want. Ben White is showing up, clocking in and clocking out for work. Rupholding is like elated. He's like, thank God it's Monday. I get to go in today. I'm gonna have a great time. I'm gonna get to play soccer as my job, and this is gonna be great. I'm going to have a nice day. I'm going to go home. I'm going to post some Instagram stories about the Arsenal women's team. And it's going to be great.
Yes, exactly. So,
oh, actually, we need to have a in memoriam for my other favorite happy to be there player, Matt Turner, my king.
Yeah.
RIP. He is now goalkeeper at Nottingham Forest, which I don't understand why we didn't wait until we played them. Like, maybe I live in just, like, a hockey world where I'm like, yeah, just send him down the hall once the game's over. But
I assume it's because Nottingham Forest needed him.
They were like, we need him right now. We're not going to beat you. He didn't
play that terribly in the game. Like, Arsenal, like, dominated most of the game. The last 10 minutes plus stoppage time were just, like, chaos ball, which is just truly Arsenal being Arsenal. But he didn't play that badly. And the Nketiah goal was like a tough deflection that if it went the angle that it was going to go, then he probably would have saved it.
Yeah. Both of them.
And then Saka just like went God mode.
Yeah.
So like, sorry.
Did you see the, Kai,
Havertz
with his hands on his head, full it was Zinchenko falling to his knees after saying,
did you also see that Kai Havertz has his dogs painted onto his shin pads?
Okay.
Truly, where do we find these men
those they literally just players. Like brought Wynn out and were like, hey, do you want to sign for our club? And he was like, yeah, right now.
Yeah, he's like an interesting signing. I don't really know what to think of him because he's,
I thought it was strange that he started today, especially over Gabriel.
So clearly Arteta is trying to like do much more like tactical shifting with the play. So I think because they knew that Nottingham Forest was going to like drop back, which is what they did, that they wanted to play with three at the back, which then when you do that, it doesn't really make sense to have Gabriel because it's fine. You have Saliba and you'd rather have an extra player in the midfield to do more. But like going forward, I don't know like how that will look against different teams, like tactically. But I just like love Leandro Trossard and I think he's so good. And so it always sucks when he's not playing, but then.
Yeah. But I really like Eddie Nketiah because he's like the homegrown boy again. So it's difficult.
I know. And he's like an out and out like striker. He's not as like shifty as Trossard is, but I just feel like when Trossard's on the pitch, I feel much more like relaxed defensively as he runs back and he tracks back really well. Martinelli's assist on the Nketiah goal was like, how does this man do this? He's so good. He's so good. I think he's like, he's very, like he scored, I think he was tied for the most goals on the team last year.
Mm-hmm. I think
he
had
15, I think. He's so underrated, I think, by people. Like he's so fucking good. He's so fast, so good. He's so good in like he's like in a phone box, basically. There's three guys on him, and he's somehow out with the ball. And you're like, how the fuck does he do that? And he's a little ball wizard. I just felt like Havertz, because there were so many people in the midfield, he didn't really do that much.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the game, he was in the striker, he was in the number 9 position. But like, I don't know. We'll see. Like, he's really tall. So maybe he's just one of those.
Arteta's really getting into people being tall, which is not fair as huge fans of 5, maybe 5, Leo Trossard.
Yeah.
The smallest man on earth. Actually, also, I know that you hate him with all of your heart.
I hate Fabio Vieira. Don't you fucking say his name.
That man,
Hatred.
where did they get him? What, how much does that man weigh? He's so small. Like,
He's
you
also
just see
having a
him.
baby, and I'm like, how? How is that possible? How you
He
are
looks,
tiny.
he has like the body of a middle schooler.
I
Like, he's so
He's so
scrawny. He's just out
little.
there. And like, he's out there, like, next, like, he played in the city game, the Community Shield game. And he was just like out there, just like looking so small.
I was ready to be so mad if he missed. Obviously, they
No, he
wouldn't have
did
lost,
well.
but like, I was like, oh, you've got to be fucking
Were
kidding
you
me.
not endeared by his badge tap? Because it always endears me. I'm
No.
like, yeah, that's my club.
He just like, I don't know what it is. He kills me. He makes me crazy. But yeah, I guess we'll see what's like up going forward because Urian Timber is maybe injured, though he was posting on Instagram that he's back soon. So
Okay,
who
yeah,
knows?
and Tommy, we got to see baby Tommy, who I
We
also
did.
love. Another one of my
Yeah.
binge warmers.
Declan Rice was really good. He looked really good. He was yelling at everyone where to be, what to do. I like that. He's basically Arteta, moved on to the pitch. That's great. No wonder Arteta signed
Helpful.
him. Yeah, I guess they just need to, the thing that Arsenal needs to do this season is like when they have the chance to score the 3-0 goal, please score the fucking 3-0 goal because they do this shit where they always have a moment of like their brains just die and they let in the 2-1 goal and then it's chaos ball from
It
there
is
and they just go
literally
scrambled eggs mode and it's not fun to watch. So,
2-0 is the most dangerous lead for them. They give up, they stop playing hard, they start doing dumb stuff. And not even they do, don't like start doing dumb stuff as they like what would be better is if they kind of like started playing for fun then. Like if they just started, we're like, oh, we're up 2-0, let's just like start like letting like Odegaard go sicko mode and just like do crazy stuff in the midfield. Like let's just like him have a blast. Like maybe do risky things just because you're trying something new and fun. No, they just
Arteta would never.
Arteta would never, but still, it
It
would
would
be
be
fun.
nice, like, honestly, because it's like you can't do that against
Forest is
Liverpool or
who clinched
City.
us losing the title
Yeah.
last year. I mean, like,
So
we had
bad.
already bottled it, but like
Bottled it,
losing
yeah.
that game made it so we couldn't win. So like we've lost to Forest before. It happens. A
Yeah.
lot. So
It's
maybe
just like.
let's play a full 90, if you will.
Well,
Maybe 95 is actually what we need.
and particularly when you're gonna like at the end, like you could be playing 3 games a week, like you
I
can't
do
be
think, yeah.
wasting, like it's so much energy wasting. And if you can get it to 3-0, 4-0, like you can make subs so that you can rest players. Like it's so important to put those games away when you have the chance. And I don't know what it is about Emirates, but they fucking just fuck around. And it's unreal. Sometimes you're just like, what are you doing? And also, I'm begging this team to get better at defending corners. I don't know what it is. Obviously, the goal that they let in was not a corner, but last season it was awful. Every time they do it, it's like a some sort of small miracle happens so that the ball doesn't go in the net. And you're like, Jesus Christ,
That
can you
is me
guys like
whenever Ramsdale has
get a
to
lock on this?
attempt to save a pin.
He did okay though. But it'll be interesting. I'm interested to see what Raya does, our new goalie.
I think that something that like will definitely help maybe is if we can get to a point where we have like a strong enough like 1.75 teams. Like, you know, if we can like once
Like
we are
City.
like playing like FA Cup games, like Champions League like games and
Yeah.
stuff, if we can make it so since we have all these players and we're like, well, what are we doing with them? Like where are they going? If we couldn't
Yeah,
make
like
it
in the
so
FA Cup, you start
yeah.
like Tierney and Tomiyasu
And Raya if he
and
has the
Kivior.
yeah, like stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think that would be really good. Just
And you
right
can like
now.
rest Saka and then or like just use him to bring him on. Like save
Exactly.
them for the Champions League.
There's no need for us to like have all these players that are just like running themselves ragged when, like, I don't know. I don't think we lack fitness. We just lack focus.
No, well, and I think that's what the issue was with, like, last year. The problem was, like, we didn't have the squad depth.
Yeah, we were having to play Rob Holding ball for 90 minutes.
Like, not to be mean to Rob, but Rob Holding versus Erling Haaland is, like,
just a yellow card waiting to happen.
Just red card waiting to happen. Just, like, death. But Saliba did well. Such a good job.
I want to defend him and say he did well in at least, like, one game they played him against Haaland, and he did well.
It was fine.
I think he got a yellow card in that game. But I do... Okay.
he for sure got a yellow card.
Given the chance, I would much rather have Saliba be playing, but I'm saying...
Saliba did so well in the Community Shield against Haaland.
Yes, obviously Saliba is better than Rob Holding. I'm not trying to argue that Rob Holding is better than Saliba.
Once again, please let me say Erling Haaland needs to be guillotined. That man, it's not fair. I don't care. He's just like, makes me crazy.
He is existing of aliens on Earth.
Fucking Pep yelling at him. Well, he was mad, what? And then Pep yelling at him was so funny. I know, it was so funny. And then Pep, like, pushed the camera away. Just got promoted
2-0, and now you're just yelling at your best player.
Oh, they're so annoying.
I love Pep because he is also insane. I think that to be a good manager, you need to, like, have something rotting.
Did you see the clip of him when he got told that Harry Kane was going to Bayern?
No.
It's so funny. He's so funny. He's just like...
That's incredible.
Can I also say right now that while Tottenham fans are our mortal enemy, Manchester United fans are so delulu. It's insane. I saw this clip from one of their, like, fan podcasts, and not a single one of them had Arsenal in the top four. One of them had Arsenal finishing 8th.
That's real hater energy.
They have Man U finishing 2nd. I'm like, what? What?
That's what? Me claiming that Harry Kane isn't good at soccer. Like, that's literally, that's just real hater energy. Like,
it's just crazy. It's like,
to see
facts. You guys finished 3rd last year, but, like, 3rd, you were, like, 12 points behind Arsenal. Like, it's not like you were just, like, third, like, it was there was a big gap.
Yeah.
First of all. Second of all, it's not like they've done amazing stuff in the transfer.
Yeah. They have Mason Mount now, and that's about it, right?
Yeah. They have Hoyland, who's their, like, new number 9, I think, but also, like, he's really young. So, should we talk about Mason Greenwood?
Yeah. Also, okay, so there was a huge, like, something actually I was like, what's happening here? Because so many Manchester United women who were crazy good last year, like, they were super good in the WSL, they won the league. Then, like, I want to say, like, 4 or 5 players, like, left, like, in the summer, like, for nothing. Like, there were talks about Russo leaving in the January transfer window, and she didn't. But then she left for free over the summer, and I was like, something is happening bad over there. Like, you don't lose that those, like, players if you are treating them correctly or, like, paying them well. Because, like, they obviously won the league. They were really good. Like, whenever we had to play Manchester United, I was like, I can't view this. I don't want to watch it. But, yeah.
No, Chelsea won the WSL.
Okay, well, they were really good at one point. Okay, well, I also, once again, blocking out Chelsea because I hate them. Speaking of real hater energy, Emma Haynes refuses to say anything nice about Arsenal players. And
I know.
Okay, good for her.
It's incredible.
But the Mason Greenwood thing.
Yes. But it is true. Like, there was this... because they could have sold... Well, they could have sold Alessia Russo in the winter transfer window and, like, gotten stuff back, and then she obviously just left on a free transfer, so, like, sucks to suck, I guess. But yeah, there's bad stuff. So Mason Greenwood he's like 21 or 22. the player in the Manchester United system. Like, he came up through the academy, I believe. And he was accused by, so, like, content warning. Let's just content warning this right now because it's not great. He was accused by his girlfriend or ex-girlfriend at the time publicly on social media of rape and assault. She posted a bunch of stuff on her social media last January. It's like a year and a half ago, including video where you can hear the assaults taking place. It's really awful. I've never listened to it, but I've read the transcript and it's like really fucking awful. He was obviously suspended by the team. And then there was kind of the court process took over. And then I think in earlier this year, maybe in the spring, it was revealed that the Crown had dropped charges because the ex-girlfriend, who I think is they're still together, they might have a kid, decided not to provide evidence, not to provide her witness thing, I think. And so they dropped the charges. And so he was cleared in the kind of, he wasn't cleared, but the charges were dropped. So, because the police said that because of that, they didn't have enough evidence to convict him. And that they also said new material came to light. Unclear what that new material is. But it's made it so that Mason Greenwood, who is like, a very, very good player can rejoin Manu.
Also, you got a great experience of everyone showing their ass on social media because he posted some can't believe how great God is, the charges are dropped, blah 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 on his Instagram. Every single player basically was like, so happy for you, bro. This is great. Like every single one. It was horrible. It was a fun little experience of friendly reminder. Everyone is a misogynist. Yeah, it was horrible. And so instead of doing anything substantial, like caring about this, for some fucking reason, Man Unite, Man U, they straight up were like, we're gonna ask our women's team what they think. And they're gonna make the opinion on whether or not this great player that's really gonna actually like make an impact on the team that our fans are delusional and think are gonna take second in the Premier League, if we're gonna achieve that with this piece of shit human, but the women have to actually face all the consequences of the situation if they say they're uncomfortable or not. It's absurd. It is so gross.
So they're clearly in the club like process of deciding whether or not they're going to let him come back. The women's team thing is awful. Obviously, like, I don't know if
Yeah,
I
they're
don't
not
know
like.
if they train at the same grounds. I would imagine they do. So imagine like coming home, you've just given it your all in the World Cup. You play for the Manchester United women's team, and you get greeted back with a fucking questionnaire of whether or not you feel comfortable being around a rapist, an alleged rapist. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, they are like, what are we like? Oh, we have to wait to consult them because they're at their World Cup right now. We'll consult like stakeholders, like the sponsors and stuff like that, which obviously they would be like, well, if we had this like predator play for our team, would we lose money? Because actually, all we care about is that.
To be
Instead of like,
fair, they've had Cristiano Ronaldo play for them.
okay.
Like they
Yeah.
have.
So they clearly don't have a problem with it.
And like to be frank, from a like completely utilitarian football situation, they like need him. And this is one of those classic things where like if this was a player who wasn't as good, it would be an easy like bye.
Yeah.
But because he's a skilled player, it suddenly like we'll just ignore that. And like I can't stress enough. So a bunch of the Manchester United supporters groups have like come out against this. There's a really poignant letter written by a group of women fans being like, what are you signaling by doing this? Like, what are you telling us? You're telling us that like you don't give a shit about us. And it's kind of like this eternal kind of conflict that a lot of women and queer people and like non-cis het men deal with sports is like the constant reminder that like you don't matter in the grand scheme of things. And that is the like that is the devastating thing because I think sports is such an emotional thing. Like you emotionally attach yourself to these clubs and you get invested and it feels like a family in some way because you know when we go to like an Arsenal pub you automatically have something to talk about with these people. You can say like come on you Gunners up the Arsenal like all this stuff and it's like a language that you share. You feel like you're part of a quote-unquote tribe like it's a thing and then this stuff happens and you're like oh right this is a fucking business. Like
Yeah.
they don't care. They just want to make money. They want to get into the Champions League. They want to win the champ. Like, you know, it's about that. And it's just kind of that constant reminder. And I think the thing about like particularly with the Mason Greenwood is like the audio of the assault is available. Like you can listen to it. It's not like this is, you know, something that happened behind closed doors and it's that he said she's like that they can even try and like position as that. Like you can literally listen to this. And so it just makes it like, I think in all cases it's awful, but this just makes it like extra awful. And I know that they are planning a protest tomorrow,
Nice.
or is it Monday? Monday at the game, they're playing Wolves. And, you know, we hope something happens. But
Obviously
I
we
mean,
are coming.
Arsenal also has
Yeah, I
Thomas
was
Partey. So,
gonna
like,
say that. I was like, and we started Thomas Partey today. So clearly we also are not without blame.
but you see, like in that situation, they hit it a lot better. Like,
They hit it a lot. And also Arteta loves Partey. So like, which is I think really something where like that's what allowed them to sweep it under the rug so much is because like I really think that Arteta was like backing him in this situation. 'Cause it's like kind of a situation where we do actually have people that could kind of replace him. So very bad. And I mean, as far as I know, they did not consult the Arsenal women about this. So maybe Manchester United is actually doing better than Arsenal because maybe they didn't even bother asking, which I feel like you shouldn't ask. I don't really know.
I just think it's a super unfair, like it's obviously the attempt is to pass the buck onto the women's team, right? Because now you have the coverage of being like, well, it was the women who said that they didn't feel safe. And then the hatred, like someone posted what's happening in the comments sections on Instagram of like all the Man U women, and it's
Ugh,
all
gross.
stuff about Mason Greenwood on everything. It's them being
Also, because they're
like
literally
so
waiting for
excited
the
about this
women to
World Cup.
come back from the World Cup. Like, you are literally in the semifinals of the World Cup, and like, you're like, oh, well.
Sorry, I gotta deal with this fucking rapist at home. Like, it's just the constant, yeah. It's so fresh. And I see, like, I tweeted this yesterday, but it's like people, and by people, I mean like you know, extremely bad actors are trying to be out here being like trans women are like the biggest threat to female athletes. And shit like this is happening on the daily.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, you just, it's when you see the most about like the transparency of the way that the like misogynist agenda like villainizes trans women as a way to like mask their own misogyny, because they're like, well, look, these trans women are taking away your spots, whatever. And meanwhile, we're just going to get away with doing all this like psycho shit. And, but it's the trans women. And you're like, really? Like, most people aren't stupid enough to fall for that. But the fact that that's like the buzz thing of Fox News and whatever is frustrating when this shit is happening. And you're just like, this is the problem. Like, trans women have nothing to do with this.
Also, yeah, there's been like, such stupid stuff with the U.S. women and them. Apparently, we have been supposed to been, they got mad at us. At, everyone hates Megan Rapinoe, apparently. They've been hating her for years now. Yeah, they're really happy she missed Trump her penalty. Also, apparently, we need to have been singing the national anthem this entire time. That was so stupid. Like, it's so crappy how just like the conservatives like will jump at anything to like hate on the US women's team. And that's also like why I am Team Sweden right now, because they said don't talk shit about the women's national team.
It's also incredible. Like, one of the things about the like the conservative people that like kills me is you see them bend over so backward to like spew their hateful bigotry and misogyny that it like undercuts the idea that the conservatives are like about American values, because it's like, fuck Megan Rapinoe and like scoring or whatever. And it's like, well, that's the U.S. Like, shouldn't you be cheering for America to be like dominant?
And also, it's like, oh, you're so happy, and you like, I literally saw these comments and like, well, the Swedish people, they're like happy to play for their country and all that. And it's like, you know, the Swedish lesbians who have free healthcare, those ones,
Yeah,
like, it's like, actually, that's tough. What you're against, so.
You know, like, the girl who, like, scored the goal to beat you is in a open lesbian relationship with children, you know?
Oh my gosh, actually, okay, speaking of Lena Hertig, when I was sitting, I was like, okay, please, Amanda, please, Cena, don't go sicko mode against the U.S., please, I need this. I didn't know that Lena Hertig going sicko mode was an option. I didn't know even, I want her off the Arsenal team. I don't think she's that good.
I'm like, she kind of had a tough season last year. She like,
she did not have a good season last year. I was like, get her off the pitch, please.
It was tough.
It's fine.
Well, yeah, it's fine. Anyway, this has been Soccer Hour.
Yeah, truly.
Jordan and Mel.
Thank you for tuning in if you did. Thank you for making it through if you made it this far.
Yeah. And if you're a Man United fan, honestly, like, go outside and read a book. Genuinely, have a word with your people. They're so unhinged.
Watch some Saliba or Odegaard highlights to understand what we can do. Literally, Georgia texted me the other day. I was like, I'm back on my bullshit, in like quotes, watching Odegaard highlights. And I was like, literally an hour ago, I was watching Saliba highlights.
Genuinely, Mal, I was like an hour supercut of him. He's a wizard. He's a wizard. And he's then,
crazy.
Like, we are so fucked. We are so fucked if, like, he... But, like, particularly if Saliba gets injured again, we're, like, again fucked. But if Odegaard gets injured, I think we're, like, so screwed. Because he's so, like...
He's crazy.
He's so important. He's so important.
It's always, like, so offensive, like, whenever people are, like... The people that, like, Real Madrid thought he would have, like, a great, like, future with them. And it's, like, okay, he's so young. Sorry that he didn't, like, pan out when he was 18 years old. Like,
amongst your like stallion of players, like, Jesus,
yeah, they're like, he did, like, which I'm so happy we got him, like, from Real Madrid,
but like an extremely good transfer,
so good. See,
considering what's happening right now, like, Moises Caicedo is gonna go for like 110 million to Chelsea. Once again, I would like to blame the Americans.
It's the Americans and the Saudis. Like, they are literally putting way too much money into the English Premier League that, like, it is, like, bloating. Like, it's like,
flooding, yeah. It's,
you
like,
can't, so bad. Any of the other leagues, like, they just can't compete. Like, first of all, People like even like Barcelona is like constantly broke. I don't understand how they're constantly broke.
Well, for a long time they didn't have a shirt sponsor, remember? Because they were like UNICEF, like their
Yeah.
thing was about being free. And that then they had to start using a shirt sponsor because they're always broke. Also, like, I'm pretty sure there's some real shady shit going on.
There's some definitely some shady shit, but
I
like
will note that, like, I think Gerard Piqué's like grandfather was the president. Gerard Piqué, what is he known for? Tax evasion,
so
some
funny.
issues.
But like obviously like whatever La Liga Uber Eats that is literally the French league is like title sponsored by Uber Eats, which
I
to be fair,
know.
like it's what is it technically? The Barclays. It's the Barclays
Barclays
Women's Super
Premier
League, but
League.
is it the
It's
Barclays English Premier
Barclays.
League as well?
Yeah, I think
So
so.
it's not like it's not sponsored, but
It
it just
doesn't sound
sounds
as
less
weird.
stupid.
Also, like Serie A is just like crashing and burning. I mean,
Yeah.
Juventus
No,
is
yeah.
like they, yeah, they just
Some
it.
crazy shit.
Anyway,
And then
so
also, like, Bundesliga
we'll see
has
how
this
that goes.
issue of, like, Bayern
Literally,
is
only
the
two
only
teams are
people that
good.
can buy anyone.
Yeah, because Dortmund just gets these guys really young and then sells them. Like they sold Bellingham for 111, I think, to Real.
Yeah. Anyway, we
Which
said we were leaving. We said
I
that.
was happy about that because I'm like, please don't come to Liverpool.
Yeah,
Liverpool
that's
like
fair.
doesn't have a midfielder right now. Poor Jurgen. Wonder how long he'll last.
I don't know.
Or where he'll go next.
Anyway. Okay.
Anyway.
Once again, thank you for tuning into ADHD Soccer Hour because clearly we tried to leave and then we're like, actually,
Actually, we
wait.
have more to say. More to say.
Come
Yeah.
on, you Gunners. Bye.
Bye.